बहुत है एंड अमेरिका इज वेरी नो सफिशिएंट मैन टू लीड इन ऑल दिस पीपल कट क्लियर इट एंड मेक ऑर्गेनाइजेशन यूटिलाइज द लैंड फॉर प्रोड्यूसिंग देयर इज नो सफिशिएंट मैन And why there is overpopulation? Why not invite them to come here? That they will not. Has given sufficient land for all the people, but we have made artificial national area.
In India, this should all be utilized for movies. Yeah, this place also should be allowed to the people who are overpopulated. No visa, no immigration. The whole world is simply mismanaged for want of Krishna consciousness. Paramatma. The word used, Paramatma, mad. Nunam Paramatma Kurute Vikaram. All people mad and engaged in misdeeds. Only for Sanskrit.
Now it is just used for garbage.
Like this journal?
Yes.
Yeah.
All along the street. Been done in Philadelphia all along the river, and this huge area of land has been set aside. It's like this, no one can use it except to take walks. Question that I got to Prabhupada, answer Prabhupada gave me was here that the cells and the cells in the body and the jiva-atma that resides in the heart, they are different living entities. My understanding was related to the relationship between the two, the jiva-atma in the cells and the jiva-atma in the heart. How they are related, how they are.
They are separate, I think.
But it looks like though in the material body, one cannot exist without another. They look like interdependent.
That may be, but it's still there in me. Yeah.
When the jiva and the heart dies, then all the other cells in the body also have to die.
No,
they don't. When the body decays, everything doesn't.
Dead body, so many germs come out.
Oh,
right.
But that is different, though. When a body dies, then there are any
living entities in the body. They come out.
hundreds and thousands. They are not gods. Suppose in this jungle there are so many living. If I die, what has got to do with that?
But man tries to understand what is like, and in order to do that, they just want to understand what is self.
Mm-hmm.
Because man tries to understand what is like.
Mm.
But in order to do that, they just want to study what is self. Because cells are the smallest living units of life.
Mm.
That is their understanding. So once they understand what a cell is, then they know what life is. That is their end. So if the cells and the jiva-atma in the heart, they are different, and they are independent, then they cannot conceive of just having a jiva-atma in the heart.
That's a particular jiva-atma who has been given this body. He is living in the heart.
According to the scientists, our body is made up of little cells. It's like a brick wall is made up of so many individual bricks.
Mm.
Each in one piece of skin.
That is body. Just like I live in a house. The house is made of so many bricks. But I am not brick.
But they say that...
They say they are foolish, we always say. Because I am living in a house consisting of so many bricks, it does not mean that I am brick.
But is each cell an individual living entity? Is each cell an individual living entity?
That I do not know. What do you mean by cell? But there are many living entities within this body.
Mm-hmm.
That we know.
That is different from the concept of cell, because there are many living entities like
the concept of cell. The cell is just like bricks. Matter and spirit, two things are there.
But
either it must be matter or must be spirit.
But it seems that the scientists, they can take some skin from your body, and by putting in different solutions can keep that skin itself alive for such a long time. They have taken the heart of a chicken out of the chicken's body and then kept it beating for so many hours. Even though it was that heart was out of away from the main chicken, or they take some other tissue and keep it alive. So they say that each cell is an individual living being.
So we have no difference.
That is all right. So there's a spirit soul in every.
No. All right or not right, I don't say. But if they say like that, we have no difference.
For the understanding to find out what life is, just to study what a cell is.
Mm.
That is there. You know, they say that cells are composed of these
what
molecules.
What is the position of the cells when the man dies?
Cells are dead.
Huh?
The cells, they compose the body, they are dead. There may be new living entities coming from different parts, but the cell is composed of the human body is dead. They cannot reproduce anymore.
What is your purpose? The cell is light?
Yes.
So, can you develop light from the cell? As you said that it takes the skin and it takes take the cells and develop into life.
That's called culturing of the cells.
That's all right. So that you have done it.
So they have that process called cloning?
No, this is something else. This is the process. That means take a cell from living tissue and you culture it in and you supply the sufficient nutrients. Then theoretically they will grow forever. They will bite, they will...
So they will grow to a human being?
Not a human being,
huh?
But a cell from
an ant. An ant?
No.
Then what is it?
But the cells still alive.
According to the science...
But you say that at Pune, the man dies, they also die.
That is what my question arose, how the relationship between the Jivatma himself and the Jivatma
themselves, living entities, then why do they not remain? Just like other living entities, they remain in the body and they come out. Even the man who has died, he is not there, but the other living entities are there.
Good dear. It seems that the cells are not independent. They are somehow controlled by the Jivatma, or the Prasparamatma is controlling everything. But at the same time, the cells that compose the body of the living body, it seems that they are not independent. They are dependent.
But maybe. So, but what about your cultivating living entities from the cells?
Yes, that can be done. That they have already done.
And if that can be done, you say everything. But you never done.
they call it, you know that? They call it cloning.
Yes, cloning is a different process.
Different process.
Yeah. Cloning is just like a machine from a different species. They just together and form a new species. So hybrid.
Scientists say that the cells reproduce not by mating, but by splitting in half.
They divide. That is possible.
But the one syllable I told also that I am in the heart, and it is a small heart.
I am an individual.
Yes.
So that is my position. I live in the heart, and I go out. Other living entities may remain there.
When the heart is transplanted, does the soul stay in the heart?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a... It's an aspect of... I want to clarify another that Prabhupada told us that compared with the cells, I am a little bigger God, but the cells are smaller. It's like we are serving... We are serving spiritual master.
Hmm.
Similarly, the cells are starving.
Yes.
They have no soul.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good idea. Yeah.
So similarly, we are discussing with the Balavanda Prabhu one day about the. That again, you were giving a nice example that in a kingdom where the king stays, it's like Srila Prabhupada's example, living in an apartment. Srila Prabhupada and the disciples and many other living entities stay in the same apartment. But a person or an individual who knows this person, who saw the order of the head of the apartment. But somehow if somebody doesn't follow, he just goes away from the apartment. Right? So someone was asking, what is the use of that? So similarly, when the cells, we can take off from one part of the body, we can culture it. But what is the use? It produces, but it actually is not really behaving as it should. It's no value.
Yeah. They're just like machine parts. Parts and parcels. They're helping the whole machine work.
About Buddha's proposed that point, when the heart transplant, the soul stays in the subtle body.
Yes.
Is that sound?
Yes. Soul is always staying in the subtle body.
Yeah.
And the subtle body is left when he goes to God, our kingdom.
one thing I'm trying to understand is how is it that the soul wants different things and then the material body acts according to the desires of the soul. So there's a cause and there's an effect.
Mm.
Normally, my cause and effect, we see one material thing causing another material thing to happen. But how is it that spirit causes, what is the connection that spirit causes matter to do so many things? Spirit is manipulating the matter. How is that contact there?
Contact. We are already in contact. We are in the material body. We are already in contact.
But I don't understand how that contact is working.
Contact is working under the direction of God. The individual soul desires, and God arranges to fulfill his desire with the help of prakriti.
So when I want to move my hand, and I want to move this hand, so I will to move my hand, actually there has to be God involved in that action, otherwise this hand won't move.
Paralyzed. When your hand is paralyzed, what you can do?
So actually, I don't directly do anything with matter. It's all Krishna is doing everything with matter.
Yeah.
Also, I heard that also in every act of, like, if I want to blink my eyelid, also there's a demigod. What is the necessity of so many demigods? Why can't Krishna directly?
That's how you don't know. You are not the director. A director knows how many assistants he requires. You cannot know. You are under the direction. You are not director. Not a mechanic, he cannot understand why there are so many parts in the motor. He's a fool, he doesn't know. But a mechanic knows that these things are required.
If the soul cannot be burnt, why does the desire to be burnt in the material world?
Mm-hmm.
If the soul cannot be burnt, why is the desire to be burnt in the material world
burnt?
Here?
Burnt.
Burnt. Burnt, drowned, destroyed.
He's not destroyed. When this body cannot work anymore, because this body is machine, so machine, if it does not move, then you have to change another machine.
Desire is not bound, it is just change. Desire is change. For a higher purpose. Okay, the choice between the subtle desires just change the desire from one to another.
It's the same exam. That's like in a motor car, you desire to go this side, but the machine is stopped, so you have to accept another motor car. It is like that. It's still trivial desire. Apparently, the machine is matter. So, it has got a time to work. When it is not working, then you change to another machine to fulfill your desire.
If God, Krishna desires the motor car to turn right, what makes the car turn left? Krishna desires the motor car to turn right.
Not Krishna desires. You desire. Krishna helps you. Krishna desires you to give up all this nonsense and surrender to him. Only he desires that. But if you don't do, he desires so many things.
It remains a mystery to thinker, great thinkers, that though the soul is pure by nature and transcendental, but somehow it is trapped in the subtle and gross body.
Because it is there. Krishna Muliyaji Bhagavan Chakra. when he wants to enjoy this material world, the spiritual world, there is only one enjoyer. And in the material world, everyone is enjoyer. He's planning his own way, how to enjoy. That is material. The spiritual world then is Krishna, and all others is helping in his enjoyment. In the material world, everyone is thinking I am enjoyed, and is planning his own way.
Greater than man. That in this concept that we are eternal, full of knowledge and bliss, they can't accept that or understand that. They're thinking that the powers of evil are much greater. We're just controlled by
that. Therefore, they're fools. When a man's lusty desire is very strong, he commits what is called rape. And he becomes complicated in similar activities. Kama is a krodhayesa, rajaguna samudhava. Why one is forced to do that? The cause is lusty desire, anger, greediness. So we are thinking we are master of this material world. But actually you are servant of this desire. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha. That is Maya. He is acting as servant, but he is thinking I am master. That is Maya, which is not the fact. Just as yesterday we were discussing that the woman, they are acting as an instrument of man, and they are thinking we have equal rights. The man is utilizing her for her own purpose, for his own purpose. She is thinking, I am required.
I think you're really surprised him when you told him that this woman's liberation is just a trick by the men. Just to increase the class of prostitutes, available prostitutes.
Free prostitutes. Yeah. Both of you prostitutes, you have to pay. Yeah, they are arranged in such a way that free prostitutes loitering on the street and you can enjoy it. This is the plan. They render into beggar and they are thinking it was right.
What does it mean that the soul is immovable? What does it mean that the soul is immovable?
Where is it?
Spaces in Bhagavad Gita.
What is it? What is it like?
I don't know exactly. It's in the second chapter. Krishna's describing the nature of the spirit soul to Arjuna. Does anyone know that verse?
Mumbai in this sense, when he sticks up in a second body, then he immovable from that body. Atalayam sthanu, sthanu. It's like sticking out, transplanting the heart. That does not mean you move the soul. Very immediate.
That
the spirit
soul is not
trapped
by the
devotion. Yes. And is liberated by devotional service. Bhagavan samapitari brahma bhuvayasa.
When we try to explain to people that our process of Krishna consciousness is authoritative, coming from undisturbed men, learned men, that our spiritual master is not an ordinary man, what does it mean that he's not an ordinary man?
He's not moved by the rascal scientist. All rascals are moved by the so-called scientist.
Prabhupada.
I'm just angry.
The soul is set as well as unset in the material body.
Mm. Because you want it to be set.
At some time it is also unset.
Huh?
At some time it is also free.
No, by nature it is not mixed up with this material thing. But it is unset by his free will. That's why we are staying here. We are not bound to stay here. But we have come here. Nobody has forced us to come here.
So is that the philosophy simultaneously one and different?
Yes.
That, I think Veda, is also applicable in the
case of... Soul never mixes up with the matter. When I come here, I'm not mixed up with this dummy.
But it looks like it.
It looks like that, isn't it? Asangayam purusha, the Vedic invention. The purusha of the soul is never complicated and mixed up with this. Because just like oil and water, it's never mixed up. The oil keeps its separate identity in water.
But if you put in your body, though they cannot be mixed, but they can sit together. Like in a chemical laboratory, you take a test tube. In the test tube, I can mix three solutions, like, for example, mercury and water and oil. They will not mix, but they will stay in the same test tube. But a man who knows about the art of separating those three mixtures can do it very nicely.
Yes.
But
similarly, soul does not mix with the matter. And by this art, transcendental knowledge, you can do that.
So that's why we need a process.
The process is Bhakti Yoga. Raghunan Samatit Savika. Anyone who has taken to this Bhakti Yoga, Manchabdha Vichami Bhakti Yogena, Jasevata, he immediately becomes free from the mixture of these three units. Raghunan Samatit Savika and Brahma Bhuyarata. He again revives his Brahma nature. Aham Brahmasmi. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. Then he understands I have no connection with this all nonsense. And Brahma Bhuta.
But when we're in this material world, in this human body, we're having to work with this intelligence of mind, it's real, things. So there's a group of philosophers that say that actually. Because we're a product, our mind, the way we're thinking now is a product of our upbringing and our past, but actually we have no free will, but we're forced to think and act in a certain way.
Well, why you are forced?
Because
that's that you have to admit that you are conditioned by some authority. When you are put into this jail, you cannot act independently. You have to act according to this. Jail superintendent's order.
Okay.
Thank you. Never able to understand you to jump over like this. Let one thing be understood.
But so he missed his condition, but still there's no free will.
Hmm?
He says, I'm in the prison.
Free will, just like the man commits theft by his free will. But when he's put into jail, then no more free will. He has to act according to the jail superintendent. But his beginning of jail life is free will. Nobody asked him that you go to jail. But why he has come? He knows also that when I am put into jail, I'll lose all my freedom. He knows that. Still he comes. Why does he come? He knows that. That is called abhyas. Mula. That is called mula. He knows. To feel it does.
He's taking a stance. He's taking a stance.
Yes, that means he is becoming implicated.
He thinks that maybe he will be free. Sometimes there's also chance for him.
That is obvious. As soon as he maybe, then he will talk that.
So that's why we wish with
knowledge must be solid. There is no question of maybe. No. Just like if you touch fire, there is no question of maybe. It must burn. You may think, you may not burn. And that is your foolishness.
So they think they can enjoy material nature and not be implicated.
Yes. Not implicated. He's already implicated. There is no question of maybe, but
when we fell down from the spiritual world,
very much covered. There is no question of maybe.
When we fell down, we were thinking we could enjoy like that, the same way.
Yeah, that is foolishness. And then making our plan how to end that. That is our foolishness. And Krishna says, give up all this nonsense, plan something.
Is this example proper that a son is being well taken care of by the father?
Yes.
But sometimes he's thinking, I can enjoy more some other way?
Yes.
Guru Prabhupada, can I change the topic? Day before yesterday morning, Prabhupada said that the plants are more highly developed than the fish or the aquatics. But someone may ask, what about the dolphins in the fields? They are very intelligent, highly developed.
Every living entity has a particular type of intelligence which is greater than the other.
No, in the evolutionary cycle, talking about the...
evolution cycle, the body has changed, but every living entity has got a special advantage upon the others.
What is the advantage of a tree, for example?
See how they are standing there for 5,000 years, you cannot do it. You cannot do it even for 5 minutes.
Actually, the trees are... things are absolutely necessary for the survival of the...
That is another thing. We say nothing is necessary. Simply Krishna is necessary. That is material conception. This is necessary, this is necessary. But Krishna says nothing is necessary. That was Anman perspective. They're simply planning and becoming enchanted. It's so called necessary.
But that is on the spiritual platform. That is on the spiritual
platform. You can see a spiritual platform immediately. Sagunan samapittayeta. If you fully engage yourself in devotional service, immediately you are above its material conception.
So the
the concept that the three laws of nature, the three modes of material nature, they're working all. So it's not
directing. I think that's like a jail. There are different departmental management. Similarly, this management is required because you are in the jail. If you don't go to jail, the management may be closed. But you are thinking, if I do not go to jail, how it will exist? That is your business. Say that if we all will become liberated, how this world will go on? The same as it is very necessary.
The subtle bodies in the subtle world, are they made up of subtle atoms?
Subtle body means subtle atoms. So he has a subtle body. So whatever there is in the subtle body, everything is there.
Sometimes from Sankirtan, we say the human form of life is the highest because in this form we can understand God. Mm. And they say, well, what about the dolphins? You know, they've been doing experiments with the dolphins. They've been finding out that the dolphins have their own conversation.
What they have done with the dolphins? They're talking on. What they have done? Simply theorize. Improve anything.
No.
They're going on sitting in between them. Forever they're simply thinking. And no improvement has been.
Of course they promise that they'll be able to do some
that everyone can attack and also promise.
The self, because they say that the cells are the fundamental unit of life, and if they can understand even a very simple cell, then I think perhaps they can find the principles to understand everything living.
But
I can't understand the cell.
That perhaps maybe is going on, and that will continue.
Why does the living entity wish to speculate in this way? Mm-hmm. Why does the living entity wish to...
He has been given a special advantage to think of God. But instead of thinking God, he is thinking all these rabbit things, which will never be able to fulfill. Misusing. The thinking power is misused.
So it's mental speculation is perhaps an atheist misuse of a specific power to understand God.
Yes. Part of Brahma-jigyasa, the life, human life is spent on inquiring about God. And God is explaining himself about God. It is called studying Bhagavad Gita, very scrutinizing. They're wasting time. The cells, these, that, and all. Wasting time. that we are trying this path. So we can apply it for going from one place to another. There is no need of studying how the car is moving, how many parts are there.
So people seem to have always a curiosity about these things.
Yes. That curiosity is explained in the Bhagavad Gita that it is a machine. And there are many subtle parts of the machine. So you have been given this machine to utilize it properly. Why you are busy in studying the different parts? The different parts are there, undoubtedly. But you cannot actually understand.
I'm going to take a picture, Srila Prabhupada.
Huh?
I'm going to take a picture.
All right.